Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Valerie and Angela here, and we'll just get our little music stop. There we go. Mojo, thank you for joining us for our Tweak of the Week, Tea Time with Your Essence. Angela, dear, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, walking on sunshine.
Literally.
Well, this week we're going to kind of dish about the metaphysical aspects of our innate nature and how scheduling time with that essence on a daily basis can result in knowing whether or not something offered by someone else supports who you are and what you desire to experience. This is kind of a little peek into the behind the curtains of what we're going to start expanding on Sunday, yeah, Angela?
Yeah. I got up this morning, and the topic of our tweak of the week and our show actually for Sunday, but this morning I woke up and I saw something that kind of it got me moving this morning a little bit, but it's the whole thing about just kind of respecting someone else is with their experience, and not stepping on that and saying, well, no, you're experiencing this, but you're experiencing this wrong. And in particular, we do that a lot with people's belief systems and in religion. And I grew up Catholic, and this is not to say anything about anybody else's experience with whatever their experience in religious wise or in any other way. This is my experience, but I grew up Catholic, and there was a lot of things that I didn't agree with, and I was always told, you know, well, this is just the way this is. You have to believe this because this is just the way this is. And what happens whenever we get into that and we do that is because our reality is the way we have created it, we kind of, and it's unintentional, we push that belief on other people. And then what happens with that is it becomes a domino effect. And so just because someone says, you know, well, I believe this, and then another person comes along and they see that this person has created something in their reality, they go, oh, well, it must be true because, you know, this person, I see it happening for them, or I see what this person is talking about. And then another person comes in and then they say they see the same thing. And so then what we see, we say, oh, then it's true. And we don't realize that actually what happens with that is that person created something, then it became true. It wasn't true first. They created their reality, and it manifested, and then it became true. And then when everybody else jumps on the bandwagon and say, you know, oh, but this is true because we see the product of it, a lot of us, the majority of us, don't stop to think that this is what this person created for themselves, and then turn around and say, oh, okay, well, so-and-so created this for themselves. But let me look and see what is true for me. Let me check in and say, you know, well, is this true for me? Is this what I really believe, or am I only feeding off of somebody else's belief and I'm taking that and I'm running with it?
Yeah.
Well, I think you do that a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I was thinking about in opinionating on other people, mm-hmm. our reality, our inner reality, or our circumstantial reality. One of the things that we want to talk about metaphysical definition is because I believe I'm a metaphysical being. The part metaphysical is immaterial and physical. So I have immaterial and you know, I'm immaterial and I'm form. I'm spiritual and I'm matter. And that's what, to me, metaphysical is. And there's just a 2% of us, really, that is physical matter. And the rest of us is metaphysical matter. And that word is just really, to me, got a really bad break. I don't know where someone's opinion decided it was a bad word.
It's a bad thing.
But if we just continue to just focus on trying to move the will, our will, through our physical matter, our form, what happens is that we disconnect from that universal inner beyond immaterial truth that governs the cosmos. That cosmic truth that all of us came from source, original source, and divine creative source energy. And we became a whole variety of form and physical matter in all sorts of ways. If you look at nature, nature does not fight itself. It just moves and flows with each connection. And yet man, who is comes from that cosmic universal will, thinking information, thoughts becoming things, can manipulate and create man-made form over and over again by their thoughts and imaginations and dreams. When that tea time with essence is basically taking a break from the worldly man-made form, opinions, thoughts, feelings, mass consciousness, cultural, society, environments, and spending time in contemplation with who am I, what really did I come here to be or express, and what do I feel like, what do I think about, and it's kind of getting alone with yourself. And sometimes a way to start that process is to put music on, if you love music, to put dance, draw a picture, spend some time. If you like to write, start writing. You can actually go to nature, look at something lovely, but get into the higher consciousness of your beingness, not just your physical form, but your thought processes. Go and think about your imagination. You know, children are wonderful, I think, representations of being metaphysical beings, because their imaginations are full-on present, and they thoroughly enjoy their process. And somewhere there along the line, it could be the opinionating on other people. We were told to quit having fun.
Yeah, you know, grow up, and, you know, you shouldn't act this age anymore. And that's totally out of the window for me, because I'm 38, and I go and play hide and seek with my kids outside. So, you know, just because we're adults does not mean that we have to become detached from that spirit that we had when we were children. I mean, you know, we do have responsibilities, but we are still creating in our immediate environment. That never stops.
Well, the responsibility is kind of able to respond. So check in with how are you responding, not only to your own thoughts, but to the thoughts of other people. Mm-hmm. And also check in. So many people, you know, I think it starts with education, and not knocking education. I love education. But knowledge without wisdom is kind of like walking limply. The two belong together. And wisdom comes from that higher consciousness of all of life's experiences, not just what you read or study about. And that being able to take every day at least 5 minutes of doing nothing, really just 5 minutes, and breathing, to see that the breath of life, even in the breath of life, is it helps you and sustains you even when you're asleep. That's part of activating more of your metaphysical essence, is to even start with the breath. But one of the things that I realized when I started spending time, kind of my tea time, is that there were a lot of opinions and thoughts that were not a fit for me. I spent half my life trying to fit in to someone else's opinion or thought or form, and I was miserable. I was unhappy. I beat myself up. And I thought, why isn't this working? And part of it was because I never stopped and asked, is this really something that supports me or my values, or is this something that I'm taking on because I compared myself as less than, and so I decided to try their more than, you know, thought, more than on first. And I, the more that I just stopped just surrendering the comparison, and the more that I started activating more of who I am, wanting to get to know what I liked, spending time with myself, the more peaceful I became. And also, I was able to keep my word. That's a big thing. I was able to keep my word to saying yes to things and no to things. That is really a big thing. People overpromise and then underdeliver, and we see that in society a lot in observation.
Well, I think that's because, you know, when I've heard a lot of kids. My parents didn't say this in particular to me, but I hear today, and I've heard this as a child, parents saying, you know, well, you know, if you decided to do something, then you have to commit to it. You have to stick to it. You can't be a quitter. And the whole thing about this whole experience is trying on something for size. And if it's not for you, being able to have that ability or that the right to say, okay, this is not for me, you know, this is where it stops, and you know, I would like to do something else. Not being allowed to go there, whether it was, you know, joining band or joining a little league or something, being called a quitter, and I hear that a lot still today with parents and kids. I think that's where that comes from, because we don't want to disappoint.
Yeah, but we end up disappointing ourselves.
Right, that's exactly what happens.
And we suppress the natural ability to go with the flow. You know, I spent time in nature this week, and it was windy, and there was, you know, cold. And you know what was interesting is that the foundation of those trees were solid. It was almost like it was solid just standing there, even though the leaves and the branches were blowing around. But the nature of that tree, it was because its roots were connected deep within the earth, and the earth was surrounding and nourishing it. It stood still. And I really believe our innate nature, our spiritual nature, is our root, the roots of which we come into physical manifestation. And it would really benefit all of us to be able to discern whether something supports us or not. And the only way I believe that you're going to get there is if you take the step in understanding who you are is more important than the roles that you came to play in the planet. Because who you are is going to lead you to everything that supports you versus trying to feed that identity and tell everybody else what to do. I believe that it started in education. We want to give knowledge to the masses, but it didn't mean that we can't independently understand what that knowledge is and apply it according to what our bend is or what our special gifts are. That's the key, and we're going to start talking about that when things are to the extreme, that it kills our individual, our spiritual essence of being able to come out here and play and acknowledge who we are beyond the roles that we play. So that's one of our tweaks of the week, is we want to invite you to get to know who your essence is, what your essence is, how it plays. Be like a big kid, not a big baby. The big babies are the ones, I believe, we act like a big baby when we don't take care of ourselves. But be a big kid, open wide, and start tapping into your essence and your creativity, because when you do, you will give room to other people to do the same for themselves.
Yep.
And we're running down to 36 seconds right now. Oh, that went by fast, Angela.
I know. That's okay. It's a continuation Sunday.
That's right. Continue. Everyone, we just appreciate you for listening. A big shout out to all our wonderful listening friends of Blog Talk community, as well as the other communities that connect to us through this Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio creators, we appreciate you too. Thank you for creating a way that we can put our voice out there to everyone. We love you, listening audience. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.